Soonron, have you noticed big differences in how people touch in the U.S.?
Well, one big difference is shaking hands. Men and women in Korea don't usually shake hands, so I had to learn to do that when I came here.
Uh-huh.
So the first time I went back to visit Korea, I forgot. And I tried to shake hands, and they don't do that. So I was kind of embarrassed.
Do people in Korea touch at all in public?
Well, in Korea, we kind of tend to show more affection to the same sex than the opposite sex. So, as friends, not as a partner.
I see.
So, like, if I have a girlfriend, it's normal to walk around hand in hand or arm in arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did that a lot in Korea, but I can't do it here in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And here, men and women show a lot more affection than in Korea.
Men and women?
Yeah.
Is it wrong in Korea for a man and woman to touch each other in public?
You're not supposed to.
Ah, interesting. Even if they're married?
Yeah. You know, the first thing that kind of came as a real shock to me when I arrived here was kids, high school kids. They hug and kiss at school. That was a real shock to me.
Hmm.
And little boys and girls, they have their first kiss when they're, like, 6 or 7. That's strange, too, because we never, never did anything like that until we were older, maybe 20s.
Hmm. Now, Soonron, you've been here for about 10 years, right?
Yes.
And you've been back to Korea recently, haven't you? Do you think anything has changed?
Yes, I was in Korea last year, and yeah, it is a little bit different now from when I lived there. For example, I think people shake hands more now.
Hmm.
But it's still not very common for a man and a woman to shake hands.
Any other differences that you noticed on your last visit?
Well, yes. I was in Seoul, and I saw some young couples on the street, touching or holding hands.
Hugging?
I didn't see hugging, just touching. So maybe in the big city it's different now from before.